Are you frustrated because your spiritual life is a mess? Don't panic. It's still not too late to begin again. We'll talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. It's Wednesday of the second week of Easter. My name is Gary Zimak, and I'll be spending some time with you for the next 30 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. As I mentioned at the start of the program, so many times we become frustrated thinking that our spiritual life is beyond repair. You're never going to get any better. You're never praying as much as you should. How can you change? Well, the message today is that it is not too late. One of the benefits of still being alive and being able to listen to this program is that you can still make some changes. And we will turn to the book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Paone later in the program and discuss that on the show. Before that, we'll look at the daily Mass readings from today's Mass. The Gospel from today features one of the most popular verses in all of Sacred Scripture. You definitely know it. And because it's so popular, because it's so familiar, we can easily become desensitized and miss the importance of this message. So we're going to try to really focus on the importance of a very, very common and popular message from Sacred Scripture today on the show. So we got a lot of things to do on the program, and I'm really glad you could stop on by and listen. As a reminder, in case you're a new listener, first of all, I want to welcome you and let you know how much I appreciate you coming here every night to listen to the show. You know the deal. There's always a place at my table for you. I've got my cup of coffee. You know what? Why don't I just take a sip of it right now? My beverage du jour today is a cup of Mystic Monk coffee cake flavored coffee, I should say. Easy for me to say, right? Coffee cake flavored coffee. And I always like to bring my beverage du jour and encourage you to check into the great coffee offered by the folks at Mystic Monk. I don't always do coffee, but lately I've been doing that a lot. Mystic Monk coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink, available at followingthetruth.com. But we do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We've done it for over 5 years now. We're currently in our sixth year on the air. God willing, I plan to do it for as long as possible, and I thank you for making this program possible and for allowing me to offer it free of charge. Your contributions are a big part of the reason why I can do that, so thank you. And your prayers, too. Your prayers are really important, and I'm very grateful for them. So on the program today, we've got lots of good things to do. Now, in general, what we do is, and again, I say this because I realize not everybody is a long-time listener, we have a different theme each night in addition to the daily Mass readings. I mentioned yesterday on the show that Monday we'll continue on with the theme of what Catholics really believe. We'll be sharing some of the teachings of the Catholic Church from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Tuesday is Imitating Christ. We look at the book The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, a total classic book. Wednesday is My Daily Bread. We look at another one of my favorite books, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Paone. This is a book that came out in the 50s. It is still published because it's an excellent book. Now, Thursday and Friday, I know tomorrow is Thursday. I have some ideas, but I still haven't decided fully what we want to do on Thursday and Friday. So you'll just have to tune in and see what I come up with. Tomorrow's show is still up in the air, but again, I do have some ideas about it. Every day, you can be sure of one thing. You're going to get some sacred scripture and the teachings of the Catholic Church. But more importantly, you're going to get to know Jesus Christ on this program, because that's such a critical part of the work that I do. I want to make Jesus known to as many people as possible. It's one thing to know about him, but it's another thing to know him personally. And that's what I really strive to do with my ministry, is to make Jesus known to you. He knows you very well. He wants to be your friend, but too often we don't allow him to become friends with us because we're too busy. So what we need to do is get to know Jesus better. I also want to point out one other thing. On Friday, I will be on Catholic Answers Live. That's Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. The topic is, how's this for being appropriate? Friendship with Jesus. So that'll be on Friday, April the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Friendship with Jesus on Catholic Answers Live. I'll be talking about my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. Hope you'll be able to tune into the show, and I hope you hope you'll enjoy it. One last piece of business. If you'd like to invite me out to your parish to speak, I would love to do it. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and either click on the contact page, or you could send me an email directly to Gary at followingthetruth.com. And while you're on followingthetruth.com, you can take a look at the schedule where I'll be appearing in the next couple of weeks. I know next Wednesday I'm headed out to the Pittsburgh area, the Church of the North American Martyrs, that is in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. I'll be giving a talk there, talk about the secret of happiness. So if you'd like to come out and find out how you can be happy, check out my talk next Wednesday night. And all the details for all of these upcoming appearances can be found at followingthetruth.com. All right, ready to pray? Let's pray. Let's put ourselves in the Lord's presence. And last, let's ask for the strength to continue to walk with Him every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us in our lives. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the grace that we need to be able to reach heaven and to be able to get through each day of our lives. Father, we bring to you those who are suffering tonight from sickness, from anxiety, from doubt or despair, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with addiction, those who are dealing with financial difficulties, those who are in the midst of a job, suffering from a job loss, those who have fallen away from the church. So many people have fallen away from the church. Many of our loved ones, our friends, they've fallen away from the church, and they don't seem to have any desire to come back. So, Father, we bring these people to you. We know how much you love them, and we know that you'll continue to call them and to continue to reach out to them. Father, we also ask you to help those who are struggling with religious persecution, those who are dealing with any kind of challenges in their life as well. We present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be, our problems, our troubles, our distractions. We give them to you, Father. I also give you this program, and I ask you to take over for me, speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we do each day, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll tell you what, thank you. I am so honored to be with you here today on the program. My name is Gary Zimek, and again, as I said at the start of the show, we've been doing this for over 5 years now on Blog Talk Radio. Thrilled to be a part of your life. I mean, you really are. The fact that you show up to listen to this program, to spend some time with me, I am really thankful for the fact that you do that. And if there's anything that I can do for you, don't hesitate to contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's Gary@followingthetruth.com. Today on the program, in addition to looking at the daily Mass readings, which we'll do in a couple of minutes, we're going to address something. See, what I like to do on this show is give you hope. I like to tell it like it is and give it to you straight, tell you what you need to hear. But I also like to make sure that you understand the truth. And the truth is that there always is hope. There always is hope for you. And if you think that you're never going to improve, this is a common problem. You're never going to get better. You're never going to stop sinning. You'll never be able to overcome your favorite sin, whatever it may be. You'll never have the ability to persevere in prayer. I mean, there are so many different problems that we can focus on, that we can get overwhelmed by. None of that's true. There is always hope. And with God's grace, you can always rise above any fault that you may have. The devil wants to convince you otherwise. The devil wants you to give up. I'm here, and the Lord's here to encourage you, to let you know that there's always hope. So we'll talk about the fact that no matter how bad it may feel, there is always hope for you. Just the mere fact that you're still alive and that you desire to change is the beginning. That's really the beginning of it all. So we're going to talk about that on the program today. Why don't we look at the Mass readings first, because they are some really, really good ones. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Easter, so we are in the Easter season. And the first reading, once again, will be from the Acts of the Apostles. One of the things that that really stands out when I look at these readings is how unbelievably the Lord is involved in the life of the early church. You know, and we look at our lives, and I think so many times we look at what's going on in the early church and all these miracles that took place. We look at our lives and we think, well, that doesn't happen anymore, right? Don't we think that sometimes, whether it's a conscious thought or not, it definitely is a feeling that we have, that we don't feel that this happens anymore. This used to happen, but we never see any miracles. But that's the wrong way to think. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If he could perform miracles in the past, and obviously he did, he could certainly perform them still in the future, so and in the present. So we certainly don't want to give up that thought. We see a lot of this in the early church. We definitely see the Lord performing miracles. The problem with many of us is that we don't give him a chance. So if you need something in your life, you need to ask him for it. You need to be bold too. Don't hold back. Because sometimes we don't give the Lord any room to work. We definitely want to give him some room to work. So without further ado, let's look at that. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. The high priest rose up, and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priest heard this report, they were at a loss about them, as to what this would come to. When someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people," then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. You know what? This is an amazing passage, isn't it? This first reading just shows us how determined the opponents of Christianity were to stop the movement from spreading. Isn't that amazing? And in the very beginning of this reading, we hear that the high priest rose up and his companions, the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy and laid their hands on the apostles and threw them in prison. Because of jealousy, they wanted to imprison the apostles. And what happened? The angel of the Lord came and let the apostles out of jail. Don't look at this as some sort of symbolic or figurative message. They were really, literally let out of jail. That's something that actually happened. What does that tell us? That tells us that God can do the miraculous. If he wants them out of jail, he's going to find a way for them to be released from jail. And I think we should look at that and look at our lives and look at whatever we're struggling with, in life, and recognize the fact that God can change it. And if he doesn't change it, it's not because he can't or because he doesn't care. There is a reason. And the reason may be that you haven't asked him to change it, that you're not giving him enough time, or maybe it's not best for you that he changes it. So I think when we hear stories like this, it's really important to read miracles that take place like this so that we're able to understand that the Lord really can perform miracles. And then if necessary, he will. And the other thing is, look at what jealousy did and realize that how many times do we become closed-minded or jealous of someone else and refuse to recognize God working in their life? That's what was happening here. The Lord was working through these apostles, but people became jealous and they wanted to put an end to what they were doing. So seriously, that is something that we need to look at in our own lives and understand that we do that too sometimes. Maybe not to that degree, but we do that too sometimes. We want to be really careful that we don't do this. Anyway, very, very powerful story. And these apostles, they just went right back out and preached. And they knew that they were going to be persecuted again, but they didn't care, because they loved Jesus so much and they had that personal encounter with him. They weren't about to change the way they were doing things. Psalm 34 is a reminder of something I just talked about, and really the fact that the apostles, they're in jail. Look, they can't help themselves. But the Psalm 34, reminds us that the Lord hears the cry of the poor. If you're struggling, if you've got problems in your life, cry out to him today. He will hear you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him, that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. You know what I really liked from this psalm? I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What are you afraid of tonight? You got something that's really making you afraid? Seek the Lord. Ask him for help. Read about him in the pages of sacred scripture. You know, open your Bible up, sit down, pray. I do this all the time. It helps me so much. Whenever I begin to get afraid, I look for the Lord. And he really does deliver me. He really does. So give that a try. He will hear the cry of the poor. He will always hear you. Now, the gospel today, John 3:16-21, I told you that this begins with one of the most popular verses in all of Christianity. We can't get desensitized to this message because it's really a powerful one. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. I'll tell you what, that's such a powerful message for us, that the Lord loved us so much that he sent his only Son, that if we believe in him and follow him, that we can have eternal life in heaven. That's something none of us should ever forget. Anytime we feel unloved, anytime we feel that the Lord doesn't care about us, that verse really reminds us that that is not true, that he does care about us, that he does love us, that he's willing to send his Son to suffer and die for us, to help us. Remember, the Lord hears the cries of the poor from the psalm? Well, that's a perfect example. We were not able to redeem ourselves. We just couldn't do it. But the Lord took matters into his own hands, and he made sure that it happened. That's love. That's how much he loves us. Now, if you have any questions about these readings, please let me know, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's move on to the next part of the show today. We opened this book up, My Daily Bread. Now, if you're a new listener, we've been using this book for a long time. This was one of the late Mother Angelica's favorite books. It's called My Daily Bread, A Summary of the Spiritual Life. I'm telling you, you need to get this book. This is a simple little book. You just need to get it. It's so powerful. And it was written in 1954 by a Jesuit priest, Father Anthony Payone. The book originally was published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. They were located in Brooklyn, New York. It's now published by Tan Books. It is still, you can still order it. You can order it, I believe, from the EWTN Religious Catalog, and I believe you can also order it directly from Tan Books. Today, we'll talk about the beginning of a new life. Now, the way this book works is very. These are very short, simple, to-the-point meditations. The first part are words that could come from Christ to you. So these messages are designed to be coming from Christ. The next part of the book is something to think about, and the final part is a little prayer. So let's just talk about this, and you could give it some thought. My child, do not lose the hope of making spiritual progress. You still have time. Your chance is not over yet. Why put off your good intentions until tomorrow? Now is the time for action. Begin this very moment. Here is your opportunity to make a new start. Begin your new life with the help of my grace. Now, doesn't that sound encouraging? Look, we need that motivation. We need to know that time is of the essence, that our time on earth is limited. We need to know that. But we also need to know that it's not hopeless. If you can hear this, you are still alive and there's something you can do. That's the important part of the message. And you know, when I do my Lenten retreats or my Advent retreats, I always try to emphasize that. Like, we're gonna run out of time one day, but it's not too late. And now is the time for us to do something. Always keep a steady hope of achieving success. Did you hear that? Always keep a steady hope of achieving success. Do not let your failures discourage you. Beware also of overconfidence, so that you may not become a victim of pride or laziness. Keep a steady hope of success, but at the same time, don't get cocky about it. Don't assume that, oh, this is going to be easy for me. These spiritual battles, I don't have any problem with these. That's when we get ourselves into trouble, when we start to think like that. But always have this, the idea of hopefulness in the back of your mind, and know that it is possible for you to succeed in the spiritual life with God's grace. Whenever you have to omit your prayers or some daily spiritual exercise because of some urgent duty or for the sake of your neighbor, Try to make up later what was omitted. Do not be too ready to omit spiritual exercises because of weariness. This can easily become a habit which will hurt you. You know what? This is a real problem that I have seen from people who are involved in ministry or who really do have a good relationship with the Lord. Sometimes they have an idea. And look, I've thought this way too, but I want to share something with you. That if I've got prayers to say, but I've got duties, somebody needs me, it's okay to omit my prayers. It's okay not to pray if I'm doing God's work. Yes and no. God always wants you to drop what you're doing if somebody needs something, especially a family member. He doesn't want you to spend all of your time in church if you have a family that needs you at home. That's a given. You have a sick child at home, you're supposed to stay at home, take care of your child or your parent or a relative or somebody. But on the other hand, what the message here is that if you have to omit your morning prayers, if you have to omit your evening prayers, if you get prayers during the day, you usually say, try to go back and say them, because what will happen over time is you'll forget them and you'll gradually get out of the habit of spending time with the Lord in prayer. And this is a battle that I fight sometimes. And what I found is the more you omit your prayers that time, and you don't do these out of a sense of obligation or just checking off the box, that is your quality time with the Lord. The more you skip that, the more lukewarm you begin to grow and the more distant you become from the Lord on your part. I mean, he's going to be there for you still, but you tend to forget about him. So just try, if you can, to always be faithful to your prayers and your time of spiritual reading, whatever it is that you do each day. Your Bible reading, really important to try to get in. Make the time. Get up earlier. Stay up late. Turn off the car radio. Say some prayers. Go take a walk. Pray while you're walking. Okay, something to think about. It is easy enough to start again. All I have to do is examine my life, face what needs to be done, pray for strength, and start doing it. I'm going to repeat that again because those four steps are so simple. It is easy enough to start again. All I have to do is, number one, examine my life. Number two, face what needs to be done. Number three, pray for strength. And number four, start doing it. I may fail on this occasion or that, but the main thing is that I have begun and I am determined to go on trying in spite of any failures which may occur. Really simple, isn't it? Don't give up on making spiritual progress. You really want to put a lot of emphasis on this. And sometimes we have to get rid of distractions because distractions just get in the way. So make a relationship with the Lord one of your main focuses in life. Focuses, is that right? I don't even know if that's the right word, but that's what I'm going to say. Now we end with the prayer. Lord, now I begin. Help me to live as you desire. If it is your will, I can do it. If you want this of me, I ought to do it. Let me not be a coward and run away from your will. You know what's right and best. I must begin now, Lord. Help me. I do not expect to become a different person overnight. Just as my faults develop slowly over a period, so too will the opposite virtues grow within me. I will not be discouraged when my old faults catch me by surprise. My love for you will be proved by action. That is, by a steady, patient effort to get rid of my faults and to practice the opposite virtue. Now I begin. Amen. That's encouraging, isn't it? That's good news. And that's why I like this book so much. It's very simple. It's to the point. And it reminds us that the Lord can help us. Whether you're trying to overcome worrying, whether you're trying to become more patient, whether you're trying to become more devoted to your spiritual life, don't give up. Because the Lord will help you. You just have to remain faithful, do the best you can, and ask him for help. Now, we're out of time. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow night. I hope you can join me. The topic is still undetermined, so why don't you tune in and see what I come up with. We may go back to one of the old themes. I've got a couple ideas I'm kicking around in my head, and the only way we're going to know for sure is to meet back here tomorrow. I'll save a seat for you, and we'll talk about it. Have yourself a wonderful night. God bless you, and remember, it's never too late to begin again. Have a wonderful evening.